das ist quer. Doch im Keller ist noch mehr. Ha, 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 ha.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 234. This is the first podcast of 2020. www.gruntfreepress.com is the email address. Wait, no, that's the website. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. Doing things a little bit differently this week for the first podcast of 2020. We're live. We're going live for the third time now. Everything goes really fucking smoothly around here. So basically completely unscripted. I know usually it's a very tight ship. What I've been doing the past couple weeks is playing two games, really. MechWarrior 5 Mercenaries and Call of Duty Modern Warfare. I mean, that's pretty much all I've been doing. Didn't have much to say about it, and it's been kind of a fucked up week or two. So, in the spirit of my New Year's resolution to do as little as possible, I mean, really, just to fucking... two resolutions to play more video games and prepare less, write less reviews, just be a piece of shit in general. So that's what we're gonna do. We're just gonna we're live. We can't tell from the background music. What I'm gonna do is gonna play a game of MechWarrior 5 Mercenaries and kind of go through exactly what's going on here, and narrate it, I guess. I mean, I guess it's just a fucking live stream like most people do, but I'm gonna pretend there's no visuals and rip this audio later as the podcast, again, as a low effort as possible. So, playing MechWarrior 5 Mercenaries. I'm at the main menu at the moment. A few options here. We got single player, co-op, or options. Pretty cool title screen here with a I believe that's a King Crab, and I believe in this campaign, this is the King Crab, which, when I was playing Battletech, the game Battletech, the King Crab was always, like, the fucking, that was, like, the ultimate, like, fucking mech that you wanted that could fuck you up pretty easily. MechWarrior 5 Mercenaries, you actually have one. I used it for a little bit, didn't particularly care for it, but anyway, we're getting ahead of myself. So, here's the main title screen. You get this, mech here, mech warrior inside the cockpit, I would imagine. I think this is the guy who killed your father in the story, and there's, flames in front of him. Is that a catapult in the back, I believe? I don't fucking know. So I'm at the main menu. You get single player, co-op, which is probably the way to play this game, because as I said earlier, the AI kind of sucks for your squad mates. Options and quit. Those are your four things you can do here. So I'm just going to go ahead, single player. I'm going to continue my campaign, which I believe towards the end of, I want to say. I mean, I think I'm like my mercenary company's level 12 or something like that. Not sure if there's a cap or whatever, but Getting towards the edges of the galaxy, and the fucking campaign's kind of wrapping up of, again, you're trying to fucking get revenge for somebody killed your father or some bullshit. And Black Inferno, I believe, is the company, whatever, his fucking group. And I'm coming up onto him. Again, unscripted improv is my greatest skill. That's my resolution for 2020, is to improve my improv skills. So if you thought I was a stuttery piece of garbage before, you haven't seen fucking anything yet. So I just loaded up. I'm in my mech bay here. You can look up and see the mechs, how fucking large they are, some large mechs. This guy here, a mechanic you can talk to. Yeah, it's just like a fucking mechanics bay, all the shit going on. You see sparks coming off of all the fucking mechs that you have in your company at the moment. So what we're gonna do, again, I loaded the game. I'm pretty far into it. Probably like 60 hours or so, around there. So right in front of me is a console that says Battle Mechs. This is, you can, all the menus are kind of the same, whether you hit like a tab or something like that. Yeah, you can just hit tab and go into kind of have everything. All your menus and shit will just pop up. Or you can like physically walk around in first person mode and look around, talk to people, go to the consoles to use that. So I'm going to go ahead and use the Battle Mech console and see what we got going on here. So I have, at the moment, I have, 11 mechs at my disposal, ready to go, all fucking primed, ready to go. So we got a Warhammer, which is a 70-ton mech. Do I really want me to go in? He's got fucking some, I guess his main weapon would be a PPC for his long range. He's got two small lasers, medium laser, two machine guns, two PPCs. I'll take that back. An Atlas mech, which again is probably one of the better mechs in the game. LRM-15, SRM, AC-10, I guess, is his main selling point. The long range missiles, two large lasers. So he's pretty beefy. That's the one I use. Again, I had the fucking King Crab somewhere, but wasn't having too much luck with that. So we'll get into it. So, all right. So you get all these tabs up on the top of the screen. Home, Battle Mechs. The home screen just kind of shows you you're in your fucking ship here, your drop ship. It shows you a little view of space, says what system you're in on the fucking left hand side. I am in Vekholm, which is a conflict zone, which is where you would get your contracts, like a war zone. Tells you if you were to repair mechs, how much more it would cost and how much longer it would cost. In this case, I'd be 130% more credits, and it would take 130% longer. I can view view intel. It shows you like who's hiring here in Vekholm, which is the Federated Commonwealth territory we're in. It's good to know. The date is the 23rd of October, 3040. So we get people are looking to get jobs done. In this case, it's both House Steiner, which I am in. Somewhere between, you get a little bar here to what your standing is for each faction. I am somewhere between neutral and friendly, so if I was to accept the contract from them, I would get +2 negotiation points, which, that'll come into play later. And then also there's one from the anonymous Lyrian Lyran generals who are indifferent, so I have no bonus points for them. It's just fucking neutral. Which actually I think we're on a mission for them at the moment. So we'll get into that. And then gives you a scouting report. which is, shows you like what mechs you're likely to run into if you were to do a mission here, which just shows you, like, you know, you're probably going to run into an Atlas, and then, like, all these mechs are just have question marks. Just, they don't show you. It's just an unidentified mech, and it tells you, like, what the tonnage is. Some 90, some 100. So there's going to be quite a few heavy mechs in here. And then their rarity, it still shows you, like, you know, common, uncommon, very rare, blah, blah, blah. All this shit. So it's a big list of all these fucking mechs we could possibly run into if we do missions here. Which we are going to do eventually. Still have an hour to kill. So, you know, we'll get to it. So, then we go, the next tab is battle mechs again. This is like your mech bay. So just show it down before. I have like 11 mechs here. If there's some you're not going to use, you can put them, you have like a cold storage, mech cold storage. I have none at the moment. I just sold all the ones I wasn't using. So in 49 days, I'm going to have to pay 784,237 credits are due. That's for all the mechs you have ready to go, and your pilots you have to pay for every month is like storage and maintenance and whatever. So just going through, so we have like, yeah, the Warhammer, 70 ton mech, Atlas, I have a catapult, a cataphract, a Zeus, a Battlemaster, an Orion, who is a hero mech, which I believe I paid a lot of money for, mainly because he has a Gauss cannon, which is good. I actually have two Atlases here, and my plan was I wanted to actually maybe strip the Gauss off of the Orion and put it on the Atlas. And I think the main reason, I think I actually might have a second Gauss cannon, but I had no, I think it has Gauss ammo. So you can click it back and you say, go to edit loadout. So, all right, let me go through the rest of these. So I have a Marauder, 75 tons, the King Crab, and the Victor. Again, I hadn't, the King Crab, the main thing with that, he has fucking amazing armor, it's fucking a great mech, but just the main thing you're using are auto cannons. I have two burst fire auto cannon 20s on there. So I was running out of ammo a lot, and fucking other than that, you have like long range, and you know, I wasn't doing shit with them, so I just gave them to the AI and just you know, put them in there with the armor, and they can last longer. But what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna go into, I wonder if one Atlas is better than the other. I forget. I want to say the second Atlas. They're both, no, one's a AS7-D and one's a RS, so I think this one, yeah, I wanted to check if I can strip my Gauss. So you click the mech you want to edit, and then on the bottom here, there's, if it was broken, you have like a repair mech, you can just repair it, you can paint it all different colors to your heart's desire, or we're going to go to edit loadout and take a look at what we got. So looking here, it just shows you the different areas and like the main fucking view. Right arm, right torso, left arm, whatever. So right arm is going to medium laser with 3 pips. It's just like its rarity or whatever, its effectiveness. So that's not too bad. The Gauss rifle is only 1 pip. I wonder if I have another. I did buy one, another Gauss, I believe. This Gauss is actually better than I bought. It has 2 pips. So the one with 2 pips, they both weigh the same, I believe, 15 tons. All right, so the one with 1 pip does 15 damage. The one with 2 does 15.05, which again, it's not a huge increase, but a little bit better. 10. All right, rate of fire, 10 RPM. Rate of fire for the 2 is 10. You know, it's a little bit different. Little different. Heat, a little bit less heat, just again, a whole pip better, you would say. Not really that big of a deal, but I'm actually gonna go to details. Is this thing not So maybe the Gauss doesn't... No, it does. All right, so Gauss ammo. We have two Gauss ammo. We could actually take the Gauss ammo from him and give it to... All right, so we're going to take out these two Gauss ammos. I know, we're going to get to the game eventually. This is, it's all 99% fucking preparation. So we're going to take the two Gauss ammo out of this Orion, which, again, is not the greatest fucking mech in the world. I'm going to take that out. And we are going to actually go back. Wait, cancel. Yeah, start. So it's going to take 5 days to take those... Just take the ammo out. Well, fuck it. We're going to strip him completely anyway. So the easiest way to do it is go back to the Battle Mechs, that tab. Take the Orion. We're going to put him in cold storage, which will strip it of his weapons and equipment. Do that. Which maybe it didn't take any time, I guess, for whatever reason. So, 608. So, I think this is the one I'm using. This is the AS-70. I'm going to try to talk my way through this. I know, this is going to be fucking terrible podcast. Also a terrible fucking stream. Again, nobody watches or listens, so I really don't give a shit. So, we're going to go ahead edit this guy's loadout, the Atlas that I've been using, and try to get his changes auto cannon, which is 14 tons, with a Gauss, which is Gauss, 15 tons. That might be a little bit of a problem, but we can work with it. So let me see. So, I don't know. This auto cannon might be better, is the problem. This does 25.2. We're just gonna try it. Fuck it. We'll see what happens. If not, we can always change it back for money. And so what I think I'm gonna do. All right. So let's take the autocannon out, and we're gonna put the 2-pip Gauss in. So now we have to take the autocannon ammo also. Take that out. And we're going to put Gauss ammo, two of those in, which all weigh a ton. Cool. What we can do, so now we're, because that's another ton that we just added, we're over a ton. So, from our max that we can have. So, what we're going to do to offset that is we're going to take out two single heat sinks. Replace it with one double heat sink. Maybe, if it'll let me put the fucking double heat sink in. Boom. So now we're at 100. So now it says I'm doing a little bit less damage. My firepower is down a little bit. Actually down quite a bit. 10. So I don't know if this is even a good idea, but we're going to try that. It's going to take 37 days to do it. But, alright, we'll do it. Again, if not, we can just fucking revert it back or fucking reload the save. We're going to see what happens. All right. So there's that. So we get some mech work going on to begin with. It's exciting. This is probably the most exciting podcast in fucking podcasting history, I know. Most exciting stream ever. Everyone just fucking thinks I'm an idiot. Like, we liked it better when he didn't fucking say anything at all. See, there's a reason I don't talk in my streams. So, alright, so there's the battle mech thing. So, the next tab, after that little diversion. So we get the star map here. This is the next tab over on the menu. Quite big. You can scroll through it, and it's got it's all these different areas. There's red areas around where there are conflict zones, which have different recommended levels for you to do them. I'm in like an 11 and 12 area right now. A lot of it's just kind of like a blank. You could play this fucking game forever. I mean, it's just fucking... a lot of the shit won't even pop up until you move over there. Like, you don't know what, like, a conflict zone is going to be until you actually, like, head near there. But again, I'm in... the conflict zone I am in is the Lyran military strongholds, and if you really want to fucking know about it. So the recommended reputation level is 11. Again, repairs cost more, they take longer, 100% to 130%. This region of the Lyran Commonwealth is a hub for military facilities, strongholds, and command-based planets. While the Lyran Commonwealth armed forces are well-equipped and boast the best battle techs money can buy, the organizational structure itself suffers from extreme bloat. Many individuals have risen through the ranks within the military, not due to skill or merit, but because of networking, noble blood ties, or political connections. This has created a top-heavy upper command that is all too often incompetent and slow to adapt to changes. While the LCAF is attempting to reduce these problems, that'd be the Lyran military something or other, by phasing out these so-called social generals, their incompetencies and poor decisions still haunt the Commonwealth and its military endeavors. So again, this game's very fucking detailed. There's a lot of fucking history in it. Again, it's like that for every little area you fucking could click on, little fucking descriptions of everything. From here, if you can, whatever planet you're on, when you zoom in, you can go to like a different planet or system, view intel, same shit I was saying before, where it shows you the employing factions you can take for the contracts you take. There's little icons if you have missions there, and again, you click view intel, it just shows you more detail, and you can decide if you want to go or not. I found the best way to do it is to try to keep doing the same missions for the same factions, to boost up your reputation with them. So you know you're going to be against some other faction, but which will lower your reputation with them. So you want to like boost up and just keep helping out. Certainly, you have to like take sides in each fucking conflict and boost it up. So we'll get to that. So then contracts will show you the available contracts for the system that you're in. So I have three right now. One of them, which is a quest, which I think we're going to be doing, is an assassination mission, difficulty 80 for which you talked about, the anonymous Lyran generals. It gives you a description. Eliminate the target while he is on a pointless parade ground exercise undertaken to fuel his own considerable ego. The base's security patrol will follow orders to defend their arrogant commander, but hopefully you can disable their battle mechs without killing them. The less blood on your hands for this strike, the better. So, again, it gives you the employer, the anonymous Lyran generals. And then, so, I have 8 negotiation points. I have no bonus. They are indifferent to me because I've never done any contracts with them. They don't care or against them. So it's not hostile. So it's not like I'm fucking taking a hit on that. So then you get, it gives you a little thing that what the biome is of the planet. Glacial ice. The atmosphere is extreme. Size of the battle area, which is 9 kilometers squared. Nighttime mission. Which is interesting. Sometimes it'll say nighttime, but it's fine. You know, it'll still be like daylight or whatever. You still see. Other times you have to actually use night vision, which is rare, but it's kind of a nice little touch. You press N, and it's just night vision, green fucking night vision. The target is House Steiner, which is a bit of a problem because I'm in pretty good standing with them, but I believe. I wanted to do this because I'm getting some good rewards for it, so it's worth, you know, again, I'm not, these anonymous Lyran generals, I don't think, are a major, like, faction, so later on, if I have to fucking go against them to get my rep back up with House Steiner, I can do that, whose general, I believe, or king is Scott Steiner, I think. Mission type is assassination. Difficulty is 80, which is pretty high. I mean, that's, for me, I mean, I fucking, it's a little weird that with the difficulty rankings, I mean, it depends fucking really, how your setup of your lance, how difficult it's going to be. And again, I bet the game would be a hell of a lot easier in co-op, but some of them, you can do like the same difficulty, just some of them are impossible, some of them are fucking really easy, you never know. Duration, how long it's going to take is 12 days, which is alright. Whatever, my payment, I gotta pay my bills in 49 days. I don't really, I got plenty of fucking money saved up. I have a nice cushion at this point, 24 million credits, so I don't have to worry about this shit for a while. I'm just trying to rack up, I don't know, a few more mechs, again, just build a better cushion in case I come up against something ridiculous and I have to go and buy some fucking top-end weapons or mechs or whatever to get through that. So, all right. Then we get our negotiation table here, which gives you a base C-bill payout, which is the credits in the game. This one's 1.5 million credits. Base payout. All right, so whatever. So, salvage shares, which is used to pick items found on the battlefield, and damage coverage, which they will pay you to cover any damages, you know, any repairs you got to do, they'll pay you for that. Only for that, though. So the C-bill payout you're going to get no matter what. Salvage shares, again, if you get it high enough, you can get a mech or like whatever, just get like a weapon or whatever that you afterwards you can salvage, you know, salvage off the fucking battlefield. And yeah, damage coverage. So I have 8 negotiation points, so I'm going to put a couple into the C-bill payout. I'm pretty much going to spread this out pretty evenly because this is just an assassination mission. If it's a decent fucking mech that I'm assassinating, I'm not going to get enough salvage shares to get it anyway. My base is 2. I can go up to 5, but let's just do 2 on that. So 2 for damage coverage, and we'll do 1 more in C-bill and 1 more in salvage. So total payout is going to be, it's that went up from 1.5 million to 1.9 million. So, you know, get a little bit more for that. Guaranteed money. Salvage shares, we now have 8. You know, you might be able to get a decent weapon out of that. And I have 345,000 damage coverage. Then it gives you a tonnage limit, which is, again, this is like the, you know, the bigger mechs per ton. You know, you're going to want to, we'll see what happens with that. So tonnage limit is 360. I think I have it set up for 360 anyway. So then we go to our little launch bay here, which shows you the mechs you have ready to go and your pilots. Deploy tonnage, I have 360 exactly, just because I had already been doing like the same difficulty in the same area, so I have this set up already. It gives you your pilots here. So there's me, Absolute Deicide. You know me. I'm actually maxed out right now. Again, I'm pretty late in the campaign. My skills maxed out 60 out of 60 points. So you have all these stats here, right? You get a ballistic damage weapon skill, which is 10 out of 10, and increases the amount of damage done by ballistic weapons, which is good because I just put that Gauss in. That'll help. Energy skill increases the amount of damage done by energy weapons. I max out again. So missile damage increases damage from fucking missile weapons. Reduces, so it's like a defense skill, reduces the amount of damage taken under fire. What do you want to call that? Energy efficiency skill, which reduces the chance of overheating, and then like an evasion skill, which increases the chance of avoiding enemy fire. So, you know, you get all these skills. You know, you start out pretty low when you start the game. You recruit your pilots. You get a, you know, give them like a signing, you know, a flat like signing bonus, and then a monthly fee, depending on what the cap of their skill is. Like my cap, the player cap is 60. I maxed that out a while ago. I'm in every fucking every battle. Well, obviously, I'm the fucking commander or whatever. So yeah, I get my Atlas here that I'm using. Again, he's got the, he's going to have a Gauss, two medium lasers, LRM-20, SRM-6, two medium, another, he's got four medium lasers. Then we got Captain Priest over here, who's got a cap of 35 skill points. And he's, I mean, he's pretty good. He's almost, again, he's almost maxed out. Four ballistic, six energy, six missile weapons, and the only thing he's missing is one more point in evasion. And all these skill points, you just, they level up as you play them, you know, as you play with them. And, you know, they, if they, you put them in a mech with ballistic missile, ballistic weapons, they'll level up their ballistics when they get kills, energy weapons, so on and so forth. So he's got the King Crab he's driving. Which again, it's pretty low skill cap. I mean, it's only fucking two ballistic, one energy, one missile. Like, that's it. So, I mean, he's overqualified to be driving this fucking thing. Large laser. Then we got Captain Rowan over here, who's, I mean, 44 is there, his, her, I think it's a her. Her max skills would be 44. She's only got 35 at the moment. I think she gets fucked up a lot. One of those deals. But again, that's fine. She's got a Victor, which is only one ballistic, two energy, one missile. So whatever. It's fine. Evasion's all the way up. Damage is okay. 6 out of 8, 6 out of 7. Then over here we get Captain Kaufman, who's, he's got a pretty low skill cap, 31. But again, that's fine. He's got a Zeus. So, one ballistic, three energy, and one missile. So, again, overqualified for what he's driving. We are good. So, yeah, we maxed out our tonnage, 360 out of 360. So, I mean, it's pretty much what we can do at this point to go and try to assassinate somebody. And we're going to go ahead and ready. Let's just drop in here. So, it's going to take 37 days to put that Gauss cannon in. Which is fine, whatever. It's not, time is not an issue at this point.
1, 2, 3, 4. Degrees. The Queensland harsh summer heat.
So we're going to just play this one. We're going to see what happens. Again, it's pretty difficult. I might fail. If that's the case, I'll restart it later, but this is what we're going to do. So it starts off first person view. I'm in the mech. I'm going, turning around
online.
To be dropped
sensors
off to try
online
to assassinate this guy. Primary weapons objective online is to locate and kill target.
All systems nominal.
Suspected locations are marked, and we'll see if this is one of these deals where they drop you off in a fucking bad place, and they do. Immediately, there's two turrets looking right at me, four turrets looking right at me. We're going to have to take care of those. You press R to lock on a target, which you can then try to kill the targets. That's just good. So now we get some tanks. Already done. Already an enemy mech in front of me, a rifleman. We're going to back out, walk on, and use our long-range missile launcher. Try to soften it up with four. So yeah, it's, you know, it's a first-person cockpit view I am playing in. So, I don't know. I'm terrible at playing and talking at the same time. So first person cockpit view. Shows you all your, on the lower right, shows you all your hotkeys, if you want to call that, to fucking like fire your weapons. So I get my medium lasers are on one, which is actually the left mouse. So all my lasers are on one. Two is my Gauss, which is the right mouse button. So, yeah, you get a, yeah, so it's just fucking, you know, first person cockpit view. It's fucking, it's clicking away. It's, again, it's like in any other fucking mech game. You just want to keep your heat down, and you're eventually gonna wanna just fucking fire all the shit you got to fucking take apart. It'll slow down a little bit. Now we got a helicopter with this guy, we got a harasser fucking missile platform, which is like a tank. So the good thing is the energy weapons that I'm using don't take any ammo, however everything else does. So I gotta be careful. I only have 46 Gauss rounds, even though I put two sets of ammo, fucking ammo packages, two fucking Gauss ammos in there. I don't want to fucking use it all on like these little tanks and turrets and shit. So again, I said it was nighttime, but it's pretty bright. I don't have to use fucking night vision. So right now I'm just immediately, I was just surrounded by fucking tanks and shit and those shitty mechs, so I'm just trying to clear them out right now just by using my lasers, walking forward, shooting the lasers. Everybody's in pretty good shape except Rowan right now, which again, she seems to get fucked up a lot. So all right, we're making our way to a marker, which is 1300 meters away. If you press N, we turn everything into night vision. Don't really need it right now. B brings up the map, which is a little weird, but I believe it's called the battle grid, to be technical. Yeah, just get some fucking lasers and shit here. I got a helicopter. And surprisingly, you wouldn't think that fucking helicopters and that bullshit would be a problem for these fucking mechs, but it is. So, I mean, they do a lot of damage to you. Turrets especially do a lot of fucking damage. So, you can't really ignore them. You gotta fucking take them all up. You gotta do what you gotta do to survive in the land of fucking mechs. As they say, I mean, that's the mech warrior motto. So, yeah, this is very simulator-y, you know what I mean? It's not like a fucking like action game. It's not like fucking Mech Assault. You're just fucking slowly. Like right now, this is fucking 800 meters away. My marked location when I'm looking for this target. I just got to find a good way to get there. And I'm just going to be walking slowly there for a little bit, heading through the canyons. I can bring up my battle grid to try to see how to get there, but it's not really so helpful. I mean, the fucking, you know, it's fucking, what else was I going to say? WASD, you know, it's fucking the usual good old WASD to fucking forward back. Main thing is, yeah, I mean, it's fucking, you know, it's, you get like a throttle. You know what I mean? So it's fucking, it takes a little, it's a little delay. You can't just fucking like walk completely fucking back and forth. Like fucking, you know, it's not like a first person shooter you can fucking turn on a dime or anything. So this is interesting. We get some mechs way out in the distance. We can just sit here and like pet, like fucking nail them with a long-range missiles, but they can also get me, which is a problem. This is actually another Atlas, which might not be a bad idea to take care of, but again, he can, he's nailing me with missiles at the same time I'm fucking doing that. So, again, it's like a sim, you know, he's fucking... It's not... It might take a little while to fucking kill this guy, but in the long run, it might be okay. It might be a good idea. So we're gonna do that. We're gonna sit here and just start fucking... use a little bit of Gauss Cannon. I mean, this might... I don't think this is the guy I'm trying to assassinate, but, you know, just fucking soften him up before I run in. Take out a few turrets with the Gauss, which, again, I'm probably only have 40 shots left with it, so not great, but, you know. Get a little canyon here, a little view. Take advantage of it when you can. There you go, get his torso down to red. So in the upper right is a you know, whatever you're locked onto, whatever you're targeting, it shows you shows you what all their parts of their mech, like what shape they're in. So you know, you get the head, torso, you know, right arm, left arm, that shit. If you take out both legs or the torso or all their weapons, the mech's disabled. So, you know, you gotta just get them piece by piece. Unfortunately, me, I mean, I have the same fucking thing, and right now my torso is also red. Not as bad as this guy, though, so I'm gonna keep doing this. Alright, so I get it. I get him. So I get... That Atlas is done. We're gonna turn around, and apparently, you see, again, my AI couldn't take care of this one tank that was behind us. But, alright, we're going to try to find our way over there to that little enemy base. Again, I wish that I could... the battle map... or a battle grid, it was a little bit easier to fucking read. You know, it's like fucking, you know, it's not just like a straight map, it's all, it just shows you like the topography, like fucking, like, oh, it's pretty detailed, like overhead view. Doesn't really help you with elevation and shit, so. Oh yeah, you can use like A and D turns your body, the mouse moves your head, but they don't turn at the same time. You gotta hold F in order to do that. So to turn your head with your body where you're looking, you have to hold F. So yeah, again, this might be a little bit of a walk here, but we're gonna make it. We're gonna walk all the way around to this base. This is a good time to take a word from our sponsors, Camel Cigarettes. You know, usually I roll my own, but when I don't, I smoke Camels. How's that for fucking podcasting? So, again, the plan was fucking, you know, I'd play a game of this and then maybe play some Call of Duty or something, but this might take an hour, the way this is going. I have no idea. I have no sense of time at the moment. So I'm rounding a corner. There's an enemy mech here, which is a rifleman, which might be the one I was shooting at from across the fucking way. I still don't see the fucking target I was going at. So this, the Gauss rifle I'm using, it's a a lot more accurate than the other one, the fucking auto cannon or whatever I was using before, which is good. It fucking just fires out like fucking immediately, which is great. The auto cannon took forever to fucking get a shot off. Again, it probably doesn't do as much damage, but I get more hits in, so. I think it'll be a worthwhile trade-off in the long run. So, yeah, so now we get 800 meters, still just trucking along, trying to get to this little target. Which, he should be here, my assassination target, because there's only one marker. So, I'm going to go on a limb and say that's where he is. Again, there's fucking a lot of these tanks and shit are major problems. I get an SRM, short-range missile platform, like a tank form. Those things will fuck you up pretty good. You want to take those out. Still walking in the snow. Another turret popped up. Take care of that real quick. No sign of my target yet. So, I'm right up in this, on my marker. Again, still no assassination targets. There might be a little wrinkle. Little wrinkle in time here to where this fucking guy is, or maybe he's in this building. I don't know. I'm gonna blow up this building. I'll walk right through it because I'm a fucking Atlas or whatever, dude. You know what I mean? I can just fucking bang right through it. There we go. I think, was that it? I don't know. I don't know what happened. I can't locate my target. Don't know what's going on. This picture is usually pretty straightforward. You go to the waypoint. And that's it. I don't know. Maybe it was in that Atlas that I destroyed. So I don't know. We might have a bit of a fun broken game here. That might be it. Oh wait, another target just popped up. A thunderbolt. Let's head over here. It happens. Maybe it's him, dude. I don't know. He's fucking launching missiles. Long-range missiles. Trying not to get it. Thunderbolt. The missiles are a problem. I'm probably going to get closer to him. So let's not eat his missiles. And I can just cross away into space. Short-range missile him. Laser him. Goss. That's what we do. Heat's not really a problem. I did put him on that double heat sink. So, not too worried about it at the moment. Again, just fucking spamming what I have to get rid of this guy. So, Thunderbolt's down. Another missile platform here. Shooting my long-range missiles. I'm good. Still a little worried that this assassination target is not popping up. I don't believe there's like a fucking cave or anything like that underground to get to him. I just don't know where he is. That's a major problem there. I'm just like destroying this building that's there. Maybe it's supposed to be inside the building. Maybe it's glitched. I'm not sure. This might be an unsuccessful mission. Maybe he ran away, man. I have fucking no idea what happened. No idea what happened to him. So I'm just going to destroy this entire base. And if that doesn't show up, it'll be a complete failure for a lot of reasons. Again, I'm hoping you're enjoying this live, raw broadcast. Hey, what's up, man? I don't mind me. I'm trying to record a podcast, do this at the same time. Do not know. This might be glitched. I'm on the waypoint right now. And this guy is not showing up. I can wander around aimlessly for a while and try to find him. Don't know what the plan is. So, do a little wandering, I guess. And if not, failed mission on a technicality. I don't know. So, yep. Yep, there is no assassination target to be seen at this waypoint. No other waypoints that I can see. So I'm just like describing everything in detail as I'm doing it because I'm lazy and I didn't feel like writing a script for a podcast this week. Yeah, it's good. I like this game a lot. It's a lot of fun. It's definitely shit like this happens. Yeah, BattleTech was cool. I liked the BattleTech was the turn-based one, right? It came out like a year ago. It's pretty much the same thing, just first person. So I don't know, man. This might be a botch mission. So, alright, we're going to go ahead and restart this and see what happens. So we do a lot. That actually wasn't hard if that was the case. We can just do that right away. I had a feeling the assassination target was that Atlas mech that I destroyed across the chasm or whatever. Yeah, I loved you. BattleTech was great. I put like 100 and something hours into it. This is a little bit harder just because you don't have control over everybody, and the AI in this game is pretty bad. But I bet it would be a lot more fun playing co-op with other people. But I'm just like wandering around trying to let the AI do its thing. They don't do very well. And they get killed, and they cost me a lot of money. But what are you going to do?
Reactor online. Sensors online.
Alright, so
online.
Take two.
All
of,
systems
transmission.
Phenomenal.
I'll try not to kill that guy across the chasm this way. So, again, starting off with a bunch of tanks and shit. Surrounded. Terrible drop. Unless you get a new pilot. Like a real pilot for the dropship who didn't drop me in the middle of shit. So, taking out the turrets again. Range. Couple mechs in here I gotta deal with. Probably gonna do worse the second time around. Just guarantee it. Now I'm rushing because I got screwed that last time, but. Take out his Thunderbolt. Probably surrounded by tanks and helicopters. Yep, yes I am. This guy out. Tanks out again. More tanks. I have to go head on with that Atlas later, which is going to suck. Still alive, but he was dead. I was dead. Alright, I'm just surrounded by crap. Alright, this time I'm gonna take the long way around the first time and hope it doesn't glitch out again. Oh. Again, a lot of walking in the snow. And hopefully we find our target. And don't die in the process. Alright, get a missile carrier, some turrets, another tank. Nothing like doing the same thing twice. Missing him again. Done. Alright. Let's see if that Atlas was our target. I can guarantee it wasn't. So yeah, you press R to switch targets. You can use your missiles on these guys and shit. Walking. Helicopter, dead. Missile launcher will be a problem, but I can kill it first. It's dead. Alright. So, I don't believe... I think you have to go the long way around here. We got tanks on my ass. Which they won't kill unless I actually target them.
Target destroyed.
And it's dead. There's somebody at my house who's very loud right now, but that's okay. Now I don't have to worry about that as I'm playing a game, so that's cool. Go drown it out.
Right.
More tanks. Still in pretty good shape. Maybe doing better than before. Alright, still like 1,200 meters away from this objective. Walking. Trying to walk and talk at the same time. A little disappointed that it took a while to, took all that time. I didn't get fucking shit for that mission that turned out pretty well, but alright. So there's this Atlas. Yep, that is the target. It's cool. So even though he took him out, now I can take him out again. But hopefully I can just take him out, not his buddies, cross the shit out of him, laser him. Another Atlas would be nice, but I don't really need it that bad. I'm gonna risk screwing myself up here, so I'm just gonna laser, Goss, and he's already dead, and I can get out of here. And what's fun about trying to escape, so yeah, see, immediately. So here's my extraction point, is like 600 meters away, and then like 3 mechs just dropped in. If I could just leave right now, it would've been great, but I can't. I'm probably gonna take more damage trying to get out of here than I was this entire mission. So, trebuchet on my ass, shooting missiles. They kill the mech, which is cool, but again, I don't really get anything for it. I didn't take any salvage points, so I don't really care. I'm just trying to get out of here with taking as little damage as I can. I definitely don't want to lose my Gauss cannon. That would be terrible. I'm just going to turn my back to everybody, and they can all shoot me in the back and hope that my squad mates don't die. So that was a pretty easy mission. Easier than I thought it was going to be for, again, instead it was 80 difficulty. Wasn't bad at all. It was like the one Atlas mech, but whatever. That's fine. Pretty successful. So, total payout is 25 million. I got 940 rep. I'm moving my way to elite there, to 13. Continue. So, I have 8 shares that I can claim. Depending on what the quality of whatever you're trying to get is, it cost more shares. I only have 8. I'll try to get some, probably a few like small, like these maxed out 4 pip lasers are pretty good. I'll take 2 of those. You can always use medium lasers. That AC-20BF's pretty cool too. If that's like 7, that'd be like everything I have. Trying to see what I need. Again, I might just take all medium lasers. That might be what I'm doing here. Yep, 4 medium lasers maxed out. So, pretty good. I'll take him. Don't see anybody. Almost nothing in damages. I mean, I took the most, which is 147,000 credits. But that's nothing. Nobody lost any weapons. That's about as good as it can go. That's actually pretty good. Even though I do it twice, that's fine. So, so we get a little message here. I claimed that. I actually get a... this is why I did this. So there's the completion rewards. I actually get 2 PPCs. The 3 pip PPCs. Pretty good. That those are fucking expensive as shit. A pilot, which I wanted to check out. Captain Louise Fenstrom. No idea. She might suck. I don't know. But I thought she might be good. I'll see why that was a reward for doing this mission. So, we understand, this is the little message they gave me. Anonymous Illyrian generals, we understand your reservations for taking on this kind of work, but you accomplished a lot of good here. Those selfish buffoons you eliminated would have continued needlessly spilling Lyran blood in their foolish quest for personal glory. One death saved dozens, if not hundreds. The ledgers are easily balanced when you look at it that way. Sure, I just wanted my rewards. I will claim them. Yeah, let's go check out this pilot here. See if she is any good. So, go to the barracks, see my pilot roster. Who did I get here? Not her. 42. She's pretty good. 42 max. 3, 4. I mean, I could use her. I could get rid of Kaufman. Well, actually, Barber is pretty shitty. Like, he's what I had from the beginning of the game with 29 is his max. So, fucking get rid of his ass. Get rid of Captain Barber. Sorry, you served me well, but you're done. Dismiss him, and we're good. Sure, that worked out pretty well. That's a Mech Warrior 5 mission. Other than that, I mean, you get the other tab, you know, the barracks tab, market tab, you buy, you know, mechs and sell mechs, all that shit. The usual operations, I don't know, just, you know, gives you your objectives you can track and take. And that's about it. That's a Mech Warrior game. I have no idea how long I've been playing. Probably too long. Alright, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop here. I might be back. I don't know. Thanks for watching, Bulkaz. I'll be back on later. I just have to rip the audio from this, and that's it. So, yeah. Have a good day. Might be back. I might have to record more. I have no idea. That was that. That was the Grunt Free Press podcast. Zero effort for the week. See how it turned out. Awful, but, you know, you got to fill an hour somehow. That's the way I look at life. So, confirm that. Stop the stream. Now I'm just about an hour. Look at that. Almost perfect. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. www.gruntfreepress.com is the website. We still got a minute 30 to kill. So what's up, Bocas? What do you think of the last half of the podcast? Have a good one? Cool. Good enough. Thumbs up. All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Hopefully I'll try to do more prep later next week. As much as I do in general. But yeah, that's going to do it. Good night, or good morning, happy new year, all that shit.